This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. The time is 9:07. Overcast skies in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 27 degrees. Also, a winter weather advisory remains in effect until 12 noon today, and a dense fog advisory is in effect until 12 noon tomorrow. It's going on right now, but just be with us for more than a 24-hour span. We'll keep you up to speed twice an hour with the weather reports right here on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, live with you here on this day after Christmas. I don't think they have any poems written about 'twas the day after Christmas, but glad you could be with us here as we continue this Thursday morning Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I gotta say, I feel like it's almost like when you're doing something athletically, you loosen up a little bit. It's getting a little better. Yeah, I feel like I thought at the start of the show, I was thinking, man, I don't know how I'm gonna get through this. But I think we're gonna get through this A-okay. And with the help of our in-studio engineer and producer across the way, fortunately on the other side of the glass, staying away from me, because, you know, it's good to have this separation while I'm a little under the weather. Mm-hmm. I'm in my, it's sort of like the $64,000 question. We're in the soundproof booth.
Oh, yeah.
But you hear the voice of Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
For those of you who joined us late, Santa Claus was good to Ian. Santa Claus came through big time for Ian Welsh. Well, maybe not Santa Claus, but
his Secret Santa.
His folks came through big time. Christmas was good for Ian because coming up in a few weeks, where are you headed?
My dad and I are taking a trip to a Disney World in Florida.
You've never been there? You've never been on a commercial airliner?
I've been to Disney World. I've just never been on a commercial flight.
Oh, you drove down there?
My family and I have drove down to Disney World a couple of times.
Oh, so this is
a long.
So you know the lay of the land when you get there.
Well, it's been a while since we've been there, but they have added a lot of new things, and thankfully I'm going there with a couple of family members who actually know the ins and outs of the parks, so we get a more fun tour of the parks and get to see some of the secret areas and, you know, ways to get around, like some of the bigger lines, hopefully.
Very good. So, no, that sounds like a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah. Hopefully, the weather is nice.
And when are you going again?
Oh, let's see. We leave. First we drive to Milwaukee on Sunday, the 19th of January. And we'll be gone Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at Disney World, and then we come back Thursday.
Very good. So
on the 19th through the 23rd of January.
Well, we'll make sure to cover things here while you're having a good time down in Florida. Great time of year to do it, being in the middle of winter. I think that's
it's not as busy.
Be as wonderful time to go as any. So we'll count down the days with you, and it'll be a great way to start off 2025.
Absolutely.
You said the 19th to the 23rd?
Uh-huh.
That means you're going to be in Florida on Inauguration Day. You can go to the Hall of Presidents.
Well, actually, I saw on the website that the Hall of Presidents is closed for remodeling.
Ah, got to add another new Trump, I guess. But no, that's good stuff. Very good. Congrats on the wonderful Christmas.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to hearing about your trip coming up later on next month. So, And also coming up here later in the program, our daily history lesson. We always wrap up the show by talking about what's happened on this date in history, talk about some of the celebrity birthdays, about some of the special events being looked at here today. And, of course, we always wrap it up with our number for the day quiz. And we give Ian three choices. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right just by guessing. But it's been a little bit of a struggle recently. Been a big struggle recently. I think two of the last 3 weeks you did not get a passing grade.
No.
This week you're 0 for 2, and since you're not going to be here tomorrow, it's all on the line today. You have to get today right. If you get today right, you have 33%, then we'll give you a passing grade.
Yep. I have to get back on the ball today.
So it's going to be some pressure. You've been pretty good under pressure. So you've been able to find a way when you've needed to for the most part. So
surprisingly, yes, I have.
Would you like to know what the topic is for today's number for the day?
I think I would.
Yes, let's do it.
I would.
It will be elves.
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 I'm a big fan of elves.
Well, then, there you go. So very, very good. By the way, I know you're somebody that likes to go to the movies once in a while.
Yes.
2024 box office. The final box office revenue for 2024, there's a few days left, but they're able to project at this point, will come in at just under $8.5 billion in North America. A total of approximately 758.6 million tickets will be sold.
Okay.
And the average ticket price in 2024 was $10.78. Do you know what movie led the domestic box office this year? Any idea? I would not have any
I've
idea.
I've seen some updates about this, but I'm not sure it's right. I have heard that Sonic the Hedgehog 3 has been doing incredibly well at the box office, and it actually came out on the same day as Mufasa the Lion King, which is a prequel, I believe, to the live-action Lion King movie, but I believe Sonic 3 outperformed it at the box office. I could be wrong. That's just what I heard.
Well, the number one movie for 2024 will be Inside Out 2.
Oh, yes.
It led the domestic box office.
Fantastic movie.
With just a tick under $653 million. Globally, it made just under $1.7 billion. Deadpool and Wolverine followed with $636.75 million. Globally, it made just over $1.3 million. So those were the top movies this year.
Nice.
Let me see here. There's another story I wanted to talk about here. But I don't know. Had you heard that big lottery get won?
Had somebody won?
I don't know. And again, every time I talk about it, I think that we will. I always say, oh, I'm going to go buy a ticket when it gets really big.
Hmm.
Let me see here. Oh. Okay, the Mega Millions, $1.128 billion was won by a person in New Jersey.
Wow.
I think only one person. And the person already claimed it. He must have claimed it really fast. I hope
they got the lump sum.
Let me see here. The New Jersey Lottery announced on Monday that the person who purchased the ticket at the ShopRite in Neptune, New Jersey. Oh, wait a second. This is wrong. This is the wrong story. Oh, geez. Wait a second here. Oh, okay. This is a different one.
Oh.
This person won the lottery back in March, but had not come forward yet. This was a big one back earlier in the year. And New Jersey, and I like this, in New Jersey, lottery winners have the right to remain anonymous under a 2020 law.
I think that's a very wise
little is known about the winner. The winner did opt for the cash value of $537.5 million before state and federal taxes over the annual payments. That was the fifth largest in Mega Millions history. What happened to the lottery from this one we were following? Now I'm curious, and I don't want to see here. Lottery winner. What? Who? Did we have a winner yet?
I didn't hear anything about it on the morning news, so I don't think there was a winner yet.
Let me see. Did anybody? Okay, they did. It had not been won before Tuesday, which was Christmas Eve. They had a $970 million jackpot.
That's a lot.
And I have not seen anybody claiming to win. Did anybody win the Mega Millions jackpot? I don't think so. Because if that's... So if that's the case, that means... Let me see here.
Nobody...
Nobody did. So
I'm guessing it must be over.
The Mega Millions jackpot will be hitting $1.15 billion.
Jiminy
and crickets. The next drawing will be tomorrow night.
Oh wow.
I'm gonna have to remember to actually buy a ticket this time. I never do. I talk about it here, then I leave. I start doing the other work, and I forget about it. Because it's habit. I think the people that buy their tickets, they buy it by habit. Mm-hmm. The people that don't buy their tickets don't buy it by habit. But we still have the tickets sell for $2 each. So $1.15 billion jackpot tomorrow night. I think I'm going to have to buy one. I think then we can have a big celebration on the air. I'll announce the winning numbers. I'll say, yeah, there is a winner. It's me.
You never know until you try.
And then
right?
All of a sudden it'll be the Ian Welsh show. Because I'm going on vacation at that point. The time is 9:18. We'll be right back. Chad Holmes Show 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up tomorrow, we are going to be joined by Mike Clemens. Packers getting ready for a massive, massive game on Sunday, taking on the Minnesota Vikings over in Minneapolis. Packers still have a chance to try to move up a little bit. But again, it's going to be just a big game, and I think also a game that you want to play well, because there's that possibility, of course, you could face them again in the playoffs. But a big one, and we'll talk about what's going on in Titletown with Mike Clemens tomorrow morning at 8:35. And also in the second hour, we're going to be joined by my co-host on the Big High School Sports Show. We didn't have a show this week because it was Christmas last night.
That's right.
And so we will be talking to Jeff Gress about what's going on in high school basketball and hockey, and he'll be joining us in the second hour of the show because Paul Micklick's not available. He's going to be down in Milwaukee. He's going to a Milwaukee Admirals hockey game.
Ooh,
so that sounds like fun. Speaking of hockey, I will be going to Green Bay tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. I should say tomorrow is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Normally don't have high school sports on Sunday, but we do this weekend because the Wausau West hockey team is involved in the Showdown in Titletown event. It's always a great hockey event. They will take on Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs tomorrow. Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs is the defending state champion in Division II. Warriors and the Ledgers tomorrow, 12:20 for the pregame, 12:30 for the opening faceoff. Then on Saturday, they face tomorrow the defending state champ in Division II. On Saturday, they take on the defending state champ in Division I, the two-time defending state champ, in fact, Notre Dame Academy. And that one will be at 4:50 for the pregame, 5 o'clock for the opening faceoff Saturday. And then on Sunday, they take on another team that's won state championships in the recent past, Verona. And that one will be Sunday with the pregame at 2:20 and the opening faceoff at 2:30 right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
Sounds like a great weekend for high school sports.
That is right. So hopefully get my voice in shape, and we're going to be ready to roll starting tomorrow, hopefully.
And why do we do it?
Because
we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Bingo. And yesterday there were two NFL games. I think it's the first time ever on a Wednesday. I don't think they've ever had Wednesday football before. Maybe they have. I don't know.
The NFC and the AFC divisions are getting very, very exciting. I mean, it was a great game when the Packers were playing the Saints, and the Packers really
dominated,
played well and definitely.
Last few games have not been close for NFL fans. So the Packer game was not close Monday night, and then yesterday, neither game was close.
The Chiefs are doing like exceptionally well. I mean, I saw the record as they were playing the game. Well, they're 15-1.
They're 15-1. I mean, that's just amazing.
I don't know if they won yesterday.
They did win, so they're
Now it's 16-1.
They're 15-1. Actually, they.
Oh my god.
That was their.
That is insane.
But they beat Pittsburgh 29-10. And then the second game was an odd score, 31-2. You don't see many games where a team scores 2 points.
Wow.
That means they got a safety. That was it.
How's that even possible?
Baltimore 31, Houston 2. Well, it's possible you just get a safety and then nothing else. And that's what happened. So Baltimore 11-5, playing some really good football. In fact, a record was set by the quarterback for Baltimore, Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yeah?
He broke the NFL career rushing record for quarterbacks. And pretty amazing. I know, but it's pretty amazing. I didn't realize how many yards he had for his career. He has 6,110 yards in his career, which is amazing. A quarterback to have over 6,000 rushing yards in his career. He moved past Michael Vick, who had 6,109 in his 13-year career. So Lamar Jackson, and he still has plenty of years left in him. He could get close to 10,000 yards rushing, which is insane for a quarterback. So,
very impressive.
Absolutely. Tonight, NFL Thursday Night Football. The Bears try to get back on the winning track. They have not won a game in a couple of months. They take on Seattle. Must win for Seattle to keep their playoff hopes alive. So Seattle at the Bears tonight. By the way, yesterday, both those games were on Netflix, and so I didn't see them. I mean, it's like...
It's odd.
It seems like every streaming platform has some kind of game, because tonight it's on Prime, Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. Last week, there was a game that was on Peacock alone. So it's like, if you want to get every game, you have to get every single streamer. And I'm not going to do that. I happened to have Peacock, so I was able to watch Kansas City and Houston last Saturday. But I did not have Netflix. I don't have Netflix. So I actually listened to the first game on the radio. Actually, Westwood One does...
The old-fashioned way of doing
it. Well, Westwood One does radio broadcasts. I didn't listen on the radio itself. They have a stream on their website. So I listened on their website, which was fine. I mean, it's fun listening because they paint the picture very well. Nice. So I was able to follow along with that. But it's just, again, at what point do we see the transition? Will we see a transition sometime soon between most of the games being on over-the-air television to maybe someday where you're going to have to buy basically any game that you want?
Hopefully not for quite a few years.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we're seeing more and more and more, but it's going to be a while because they're making still very big chunks of money when it comes to the networks and the NFL. So,
plus the Packers have a big game coming up on Sunday against the Vikings. It's their final chance to move up in the division.
And the thing about that is, finally, they play a day game. They played last 4 weeks all night.
That's a
3:25.
Yeah.
So 3:25 kickoff from Minneapolis. The time is 9:28. We'll take a timeout, have an information update, and come right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Holding down his job, trying to show he can be bought. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about, yeah. Every kind of people.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Merry Christmas to everyone out there, and a happy holiday hoop season to all those who celebrate. It's that time of the year again when many of the top teams in the state disperse for tournaments, classics, and other events. One of the oldest is the Century Classic, which is in its 53rd year, featuring both boys and girls games at Quant Fieldhouse on the campus of UW-Stevens Point. A total of 16 games will be held from Thursday through Saturday. The Sundrop Shootout is another combined boys and girls event, celebrating its 15th anniversary at the Crest Center in Green Bay. 14 games will be contested on Friday and Saturday. The Doctors of Physical Therapy Holiday Classic will be held Thursday through Saturday, with 14 boys games and 9 girls games spread across Carthage College and UW Parkside in Kenosha from Thursday through Saturday. Concordia University in Mequon will host 27 boys games this week, including some outstanding matchups like Milwaukee Juno versus Dominican and Milwaukee Academy of Science against Oakland Memorial on Thursday, Academy of Science versus De Pere, as well as Freedom against Slinger on Friday, and De Pere against Wauwatosa West, plus Kaukauna versus Homestead on Saturday. You can find a full list of all the holiday events at wisports.net, including schedules and results from the full week. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
You grow cold when you keep holding.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:37, 27 degrees, overcast, guys. Again, it's a bit slick out there. If you are even walking to your vehicle, make sure you take a little extra time. Do not fall down, especially if you're carrying any boxes or gifts to your vehicle. So, again, it is slick out there, whether walking or driving.
Please be careful.
Absolutely. You know, something that earlier in the week, the Senate Judiciary Committee released some findings into a investigation into the Supreme Court's ethical crisis. Yeah. And the thing about it is, this is pretty big. This has been something that's been, I think, looked at from the public. Has seen a lot of different issues when it comes to ethics in the Supreme Court. And you're releasing a report the week of Christmas. It's almost, again, like you're trying to hide it instead of actually promoting it. And
kind of like that a story about the monk botanical gardens that they tried to do.
Sneak it in. Yeah. And I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the findings because I do think it's important. I think that, you know, we see a lack of equality under the law in this country, and it starts right at the top with the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And some of the findings, and I just wanted to mention this so people know about it. I think we need to know about it, number one, in order for any kind of change to occur. And some of the findings, according to a thread on social media from Kyle Griffin. Kyle Griffin is somebody that follows this very closely. Justice Antonin Scalia, he had passed away back in 2016. Mm-hmm. And the findings of the committee, Scalia accepted lavish gifts from billionaires and others with business before the court for over a decade in violation of federal law, including 258 personal trips, dozens of which were not disclosed. Not good.
Mm-mm.
Clarence Thomas chose to ignore legal obligations to disclose lavish gifts after media scrutiny over his disclosures in 2004 in violation of federal law. Samuel Alito, he misused the personal hospitality exemption when he did not disclose gifts of transportation and lodging when he received a luxury fishing trip to Alaska in 2008 in violation of federal law. Clarence Thomas failed to disclose gifts on two occasions never before known to the public until the committee's investigation, including a July 2021 private jet trip to Saranac, New York, and an October 2021 private jet and yacht trip to New York City, sponsored by Harlan Crowe. The two well-established Stop the Steal symbols at two of the Alito's properties, while Samuel Alito actively participated in cases concerning the 2020 presidential election and January the 6th, quote, create an appearance of partiality that can only be addressed by recusal. And, of course, he did not recuse himself. Samuel Alito's unprecedented conduct when sitting for an interview with an attorney with a case pending before the court raises a concern that he might be influenced to favor the party substantively or procedurally. Clarence Thomas has accepted largesse from benefactors in amounts that have, quote, no comparison in modern American history. Ginny Thomas, the wife of Clarence Thomas, her paid efforts involving the Stop the Steal movement and right-wing causes created a clear conflict of interest for Clarence Thomas, as federal law prohibits justices from hearing cases where the interests of spouses are involved. That's just the tip of the iceberg. And one thing that kind of jumped out about this, all of those part of the far-right conservative majority on the court, you don't see the liberal justices doing the same thing over and over and over again. I mean, the idea that something like this, that we see multiple justices of the United States Supreme Court breaking the law over and over again in violation of federal law, And the thing about it is, are there rules for the Supreme Court? Because it made me think about a number of months ago when the Supreme Court said that presidential immunity was, in fact, a thing. that there is another set of laws for the president of the United States. In fact, being no laws. Do they think the same way? Do they think that there's no laws for them? And again, we have Lady Justice who is blinded. We have a blind, justice is supposed to be blind. And we are seeing over and over again instances where it's not blind. And that takes away the trust in the entire system. And if you don't have trust in the system, it cracks and it comes down. So the idea that this important report released in the days before Christmas, we are not hearing about it and talking about it nearly enough, is wrong. And we have to start prioritizing, not hearing Donald Trump rail about getting Greenland or Canada. I mean, obviously, yeah. I mean, if he's nuts doing these kind of crazy things, yes. But at the same time, it's more than just Trump these days. It's much more than Donald Trump.
We need to talk about the absence of justice and the presidential immunity, because,
and the amount of bribery that's being shown in the Supreme Court. That's what it is. It's bribery.
Yeah. You can buy off all these justices so that you can do whatever you want on, and they don't report any of this. But they just take the bribe and just let it happen. Like, they don't have integrity right now.
Oligarchy. And again, the rich making up the rules and then not following their own rules. And in fact, again, this story really kind of annoyed me big time. Elon Musk taking aim at Mackenzie Scott. Mackenzie Scott is the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos. And she received a lot of money in the divorce settlement because she was actually somebody that worked with Bezos as he grew that business. So it wasn't a case where she just married into this money. No, she was part of it for many, many years.
She's been giving her money to organizations who need it.
Yes. And the thing about it is she's trying to use her money in a good way. And Elon Musk is not happy. Well, Elon Musk takes aim at Scott for giving billions to liberal causes, calling the gifts concerning. I find concerning spending $500 million to elect a president. That's concerning. But the idea that Musk, again, using his social media platform to try to take down somebody is wrong. Yeah. And the Tesla and SpaceX CEO shared Monday an ex post written by a man named John Lefevre criticizing Scott. The author and ex-banker's post sounded the alarm on Scott's gifts to nonprofits focused on issues, and these are just horrible issues. I mean, you're going to cringe when you hear this. Okay. Mackenzie Scott's gifts to nonprofits focused on issues such as racial equality. Oh. Social justice. Oh. Concerning. Immigration protections and LGBTQ plus rights. That gets to a point that I want to make before even going into what Musk and these others are saying. That we are right now in a part of our American history where if you talk about racial equality, you're somehow out of the mainstream. That is craziness.
Absolutely.
Racial equality should be a goal of everybody. Mm-hmm. Social justice should be a goal of everybody. Immigration protection should be a goal of everybody. LGBTQ plus rights, again, everybody should be concerned. But Scott has donated over $19 billion to more than 2,450 nonprofits since 2019 via her Yield Giving organization. Her net worth remains above $30 billion thanks to the rising value of her Amazon shares. And Musk reposted the critique along with a single word, concerning. Why? Why does Elon Musk think that it's concerning? Well, the world's richest man, who stumped for Donald Trump and donated more than $270 million to help the former president win re-election, has blasted Scott's support of liberal causes before. Musk made a really, really bad post back in March, but he's deleted it. But it said, quote, super rich ex-wives who hate their former spouse should be listed among reasons that Western civilization died. Idiot. About 2 weeks later, Scott's announced he was more than doubling the size of her latest batch of donations to $640 million spread across 361 organizations.
See, I applaud her for not backing down.
Exactly, and she's got enough money. She's got enough money not to back down. So,
see, I applaud her for not only not backing down, but also giving twice as much money to those organizations after the backlash. Because if she is able to stand up to someone like Musk, who doesn't give a hoot about the people,
well, Elon Musk also has been in a little bit of hot water. Because he has a foundation where he has funneled billions to the foundation, securing tax breaks. But Musk's foundation has not donated the legal minimum to actual charitable causes. So again, this is a guy that's hoarding his own money. You have this woman who is actually spending. And the thing about it, she, according to a professor of nonprofit leadership at North Carolina State University, name is Hans Peter Schmitz. He said that Scott was setting a powerful example for other philanthropists to follow. Schmitz said Scott was giving strategically, investing more directly, and relying on consultants to ensure she gave to the best nonprofits in the area. Mm-hmm. He noted, however, she was letting the recipients decide how to spend their gifts and had not tried to tie up her fortune in a grant system or foundation. So again, letting the people that know the best, the way to get the most out of this money, is a smart way to do it. So again, Elon Musk calling this concerning is, again, another of Elon Musk's wrong.
I think what's concerning is the fact he's trying to sue a Wikipedia. That is concerning.
That is concerning. The time is 9:48. Coming up next, our daily history lesson, including our number for the day quiz with Ian. That's next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is December the 26th of 2024, day number 361 of this year. There are 5 days remaining in this year. Yep, down to five, counting it down towards the end. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. Back in 1933, the Nissan Motor Company was organized in Tokyo, Japan. In fact, Nissan's been in the news recently, talking to Honda about a potential merger between two of the biggest automakers in the world. On this date in 1933, FM radio was patented. On this date in 1968, Led Zeppelin made its U.S. debut with a performance in Boston. On this date in 1982, Time Magazine's Man of the Year was for the first time given to a non-human, the personal computer. Huh. On this date in 2018, American Colin O'Brady became the first person to cross Antarctica solo and unassisted after 54 days at the Ross Ice Shelf. And 1 year ago today, very sad day, because one of the greats, I think, a guy that I watch all the time on YouTube, watch the old Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. But 1 year ago today, Tom Smothers, half of the Smothers Brothers and the co-host of what is thought of as one of the most socially conscious and groundbreaking television shows in the medium's history, died at the age of 86. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. America's Most Wanted host John Walsh is 79. Humorist David Sedaris is 68. Actor Jared Leto is 53. Chris Daughtry, American Idol winner, is 45 years old today. Actor Beth Bears of The Neighborhood and Two Broke Girls is 39. Kit Harington of Game of Thrones and Eternals is 38. And Aidan Scher, one of the stars of The Middle and Weeds, is 33 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is the start of Hanukkah, so yes. Very happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
To our Jewish friends. It is Winers Day. Doesn't Donald Trump get enough days, though?
I was talking about the people who taste the fine wine.
No, this is Winers with an H.
Oh, okay.
So if you're a whiner, today's your day. It is Boxing Day. You remember I told you about Boxing Day?
Yeah.
On Tuesday?
And it's not box everything up after the holidays.
Yep, over, that's right? In the UK and Canada and much of the British Empire. So it is Candy Cane Day, and it's Thank You Note Day. So those are the special events that are being acknowledged today.
Thank you notes are always nice. Then we could all use a few more thank you notes.
I think that is very, very true. All righty. It is time. Since
yes.
You're not going to be here tomorrow. So that means that, number one, I better be feeling better because I won't have anybody that's going to be able to carry any of the weight for me. But number two, that means this is your last chance for the number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And so far this week, you are 0-2.
Yes, I am.
So that means this is it. If you get it right, you're 33%. That would be a passing grade. If you get it wrong, that would make it a failing grade. And that would be the third time in 4 weeks that you'd have a failing grade. And that would not be good to wrap up 2024.
I really got to come back next week swinging if I don't get this right.
So our number for the day, do you remember what the topic was?
Elves.
Elves. All right. Are you familiar with the Elf on the Shelf series of Christmas-themed toys?
Yes, I am.
All right. The number for the day is the number of elves sold since 2005 is part of the Elf on the Shelf series of Christmas-themed toys.
Out of elves sold since 2005.
So,
okay.
Is the correct answer A, 11 million, B, 21 million, C, 31 million?
Out of elves on the shelf sold since 2005. 11 million, 21 million, or 31 million? Well, Elf on the Shelf is pretty popular, but gotta think about. Okay. Well, I'm just gonna go with my instincts here. I'm not gonna overthink. So I will say the amount of elves sold since 2005, I'm gonna say 21 million. I'm going with B as my final answer for this week. 21 million is what I say.
All right.
Final answer.
Number of elves sold since 2005 as part of the Elf on the Shelf series of Christmas-themed toys is 21 million.
Yes.
So you salvaged the week.
A passing week.
Yes. Barely got it on.
Last week.
Yeah, very good. Very good. So enjoy your trek.
Oh, we will, and I hope you feel better, Chad. I hope you have a speedy recovery.
I think we will. We're feeling better now than I did at the start of the show. That's a good
That's
thing.
Good.
So,
happy Thursday, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas vacation and a happy new year.
And I will be back tomorrow. Mike Clemens will join me at 8:35, Brittany Merlot at 8:21, and Jeff Gress will be talking some high school sports in the second hour as well. Matt and Air on Air coming up next. Have a great Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.